Now, last week, we had a very, very important discussion. It was all about creative thinking, and Mufti Saab explained to us with beautiful examples, etc., why it is so important, why creative thinking is so important. This week, we tackle the discussion, first impression. They say the first impression lasts, so today we'll get to understand why the first impression is so important. And that takes us immediately into our very first question, Mufti Saab. Why is the first impression so important?
We have a few seconds when we meet someone, and that person then makes a judgment, a snap judgment, a quick decision about us, or the person that they're meeting. And this first initial impression may be based on very limited information, but it affects how we see people. It sets the tone for future interactions, and it leaves a lasting mark on how people will view one another. So, you know, the first impression, that's why it becomes important. There's no doubt that you've heard the adage that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. And what many people don't realize is just how important a first impression can be. So people judge you in the first 5 seconds or even 3 seconds, and the judgment may be subliminally, without conscious thought. So it's important that individuals do their best to make a good impression professionally. It may be for your business, maybe for a job interview, it may be on the samosa run. You may be, you know, going to meet or see a potential spouse, and there's an arrangement that is made for you to see. So these things, you have moments to have that impression, and then people then make decisions based on that. People, subliminally decide based on the limited information that they have in front of them, and therefore it's such an important thing.
Okay, Jazakallah so much for that, Mufti Saab. Explain to us the importance of the first impression, and the different times in which we will encounter that first impression, why it is so important. Now, especially considering this program, Mufti Saab, this is not the marriage program, so we're not speaking about the first impression when you're going on the samosa run, etc. This is because the Tajir program, we're going to take a look more, specific at maybe like job interviews, etc. So what are some of the basic things that one needs to consider and keep in mind, especially when you're going for a job interview?
Now, the cornerstones of proper business etiquette is be on time, dress appropriately for an occasion, address everyone respectfully, such as by their last name, maintain eye contact. And let's just, delve into that a bit more. So the first thing that you should do is smile, a confident, relaxed smile, not a nervous smile. A relaxed smile is the best way to put other people at ease. And scientists have found that smiling is an important social cue, and that other people will respond to smiles on both a conscious and a subliminal level. So if a person smiles in joy, others then will smile. And their brain activity will actually mimic the activity in the brain of the person that initiated the smile. And while people have some ability to detect fake smiles, the ability is not well developed. A good fake smile can fool most people, whether or not you really feel it. Put a smile on your face when meeting new people. Indirectly, people will also feel happy to see you, and that feeling will resonate every time they think of you. Then the next thing is that, we always talk about good manners. Good manners never go out of style. While your parents should have taught you good manners growing up, we'll share with you a few things. In terms of good manners, language, good manners, I indicated to your language by saying, please, thank you, jazakallah, you're welcome. These are not meaningless words. They demonstrate to others that you value their effort, your thought, your generosity. Using socially significant words offer behavioral cues to others when you meet for the first time. And this is particularly true when engaging with your elders. Nevertheless, good manners should not be reserved for superiors, but extended to everyone. So you may be meeting with someone for a business deal at a restaurant. So you speak to the potential client or the potential business partner very respectfully, but then the waiter, on the other hand, you're rude to the waiter. So it doesn't bode well, you know. You speak to everyone with good manners, show them respect. Another thing is names, you know. In the society that we live, you know, it's rude to use someone's first name unless given permission to do so. When you say call someone by their first name, it shows a degree of familiarity. The other person may not desire it. So always address others in business with Mr., Mrs., Miss, or the last name, unless they request and say, no, you know what, just call me by my first name, then it's fine. So in an informal business atmosphere, it may be customary to address everyone by their first names, but it's better to wait for the invitation than going and calling the person by the first name and offending the potential manager or co-worker. Then your dress and your attire is important. It's usually better to be overdressed than underdressed. Once again, you know, the way a person dresses it gives an indication as to who you are. So you choose your clothing suitably. When speaking, eye contact is another important cue. Those who do not make eye contact themselves at a social disadvantage, especially during public speaking. Most people believe that those who do not make eye contact, you can't look at someone, then you're either lying or you're avoiding something, or that you may lack confidence. When meeting someone for the first time, it's important to make your words count, especially when it's your turn to answer interview questions. Additionally, you know, others may not be able to understand you if you do not speak clearly. When greeting, then always, you know, greet with a handshake. Having a firm handshake shows confidence, an important asset for an employee, and the handshake should be firm but not too much pressure. When you exert extra pressure, then it shows like you want to dominate and gives a negative signal. So it should be friendly and painless. So these are some of the things that one needs to consider when you're going for a job interview.
Okay, Jazakallah so much for that. Mufti Saab gave us some very thorough, advice and tips, etc., that we should consider when going for a job interview. It's sometimes, you know, these finer tips which Mufti Saab shared with us that makes it all the difference. Obviously, the credentials that you're going to put in front, person hiring you, the shop, the business, the company, etc., that is obviously something that they will consider. But at times, it is these finer, refined etiquettes that Mufti Saab spoke at length of, that Mufti Saab spoke about, that makes all the difference. And sometimes, you know, they're not only looking for what we think, that no, my credentials are top draw stuff and, you know, I'll get this job. It's sometimes the finer things that they're actually looking for, and therefore we should remember these beautiful points that Mufti Saab shared with us. As Mufti Saab spoke about the positives, what we should have. Mufti Saab, what are the things that we should try and avoid then?
So 93% of the impressions you make is based on what you look like and how you sound. And words are only responsible for 7% of the initial impression. So if you want to leave a great first impression, we've spoken about the tone, we've spoken about the appearance. What are the things you shouldn't do? So don't wander around the room. When someone is talking, you're looking at a corner, admiring the frame, looking at your phone. So those are things that you should avoid. Another thing is that don't brag about yourself, you know. I've written an article that has 200,000 hits. And so don't brag about yourself. Don't look sloppy. Everyone judges a book by cover. How you show up is a reflection of your self-worth. Don't forget to say, you know, address the person, as we said, by their title. Then people come with a poker face. You know, they talk of a poker face. A poker face is lack of expression. And when you have a poker face, it looks like you're holding something back or that you are socially awkward. A genuine smile, we've spoken about that. Don't talk excessively, especially about things not relevant, like your kids. Most people aren't interested in hearing everything about your kids. It shouldn't become a monologue. The person may be interested in what you're saying. So if you are on the receiving end of someone who is very attentive to what you're saying, just remember to reciprocate and make it a two-way conversation. Reciprocate and ask questions about them so that you can leave a great impression. Don't interrupt. It's rude to cut someone off in the middle of a sentence. If you've been on the receiving end of this, you know how bad it feels. So don't do this. Don't hold back compliments. You know, the number one most important human need is to be validated and appreciated. Mm-hmm. So give sincere compliments freely. That I admire the passion you have for this. So that also gives a good impression. And then, when you walk into a place, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked with purpose. So don't walk in a sloppy manner with slumpy shoulders. It gives a bad impression. Also, don't talk like that. You know, speak tentatively. Or speaking too softly, it shows lack of confidence, lack of poor of self-esteem. So these are some of the things that one should be aware of and stay away from.
JazakAllah, Muftisab. So Muftisab has shared with us much more advices that we should keep in mind. Muftisab took us through things that we should do that will make all the difference, and then obviously things that we should try and avoid that will also that is also very important. As we said earlier, your CV and what you're bringing to the company, to the business, is obviously important and relevant, but there are these things that they look for, whether it's positive, whether it's negative. These small things, a lot of times it is these things that the CEOs of companies or the people doing the interviews, etc., this is what they're actually looking for. And therefore, it's very good that we create that first impression. Now, move this up, the important question. Everybody wants to know, how did I do? Did I do well? Did I fare well? How does one know that you've made a good first impression?
So it isn't always easy or even possible to tell if you made a good impression on others. However, there are certain cues you can watch for. If you have some positive feedback, and people might offer a direct feedback about how they feel about the meeting. A job interviewer, for example, might tell a job candidate that you're exactly the person that we've been looking for, you have the right credentials. Or there may be some positive non-verbal signals, body language that conveys warmth, comfort, interest is always a good sign. If your conversation partner seems like they're enjoying talking to you, it's a sign that you're having a positive further impression. Also, if the other person follows up and contacts you again after the initial meeting, you probably made a good first impression. For example, if you gave a potential, you met the person and you discussed a potential deal or something, business proposition, job, and the person follows up and calls you again or messages you, that shows that there's further interest. Or the person might want to, invite you to do some activity together, etc. So those are signs. So there's certain non-verbal signs, and also you may receive some positive feedback from the person directly.
JazakAllah for that, Muftisab. Let's take another question, Muftisab. Maybe we might keep this as the last question on this discussion for today. But yeah, you've went and you've created a bad first impression. How do you overcome this?
First impressions are important, but everyone has an off day.
Right.
Everyone makes mistakes in social situations.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be more of a challenge to change how you are perceived, but it can be done. If your first meeting went bad, then reach out, apologize, showing that you are aware of the gaffe that you made, you're willing to take steps to overcome it, help improve the impression of the other person. We don't want to make excuses, but it can be helpful to provide an honest explanation why your first meeting went poorly. You might explain that I was nervous, or that you weren't feeling well, or that you were distracted, or that you were feeling stressed, or something unrelated. No matter the cause, an honest explanation may help the other person better empathize with your situation. And if you won't see them in another setting, ask if you can have an opportunity to let them see you, again. And be willing to respect the other person's request. If it's declined, they declined the offer. So if you get another opportunity to overcome a poor initial impression, make sure you're authentic, consistent in your future interaction. Let the other person see the real you in terms of context, in terms of situation. And, demonstrating initiative, productivity, good work habits, those are the things that will help overcome poor first impressions at work. So, poor first impressions are important, but there may be an opportunity to overcome that if it went bad.